It is rolling. So be very welcome once again to As Above, So Below. Today we're going to make a deep dive into all the zodiac signs for the year of 2024. I know what you are probably thinking. I know they already should have done this. An off start with two predictions for Aries and Taurus, but I didn't follow up afterwards. And since it passed so much time, like almost 3 months, I decided to make a whole video with all the 12 signs and the predictions in astrology and tarot for the 12 signs. Okay, so first things first, I hope you are all well. Okay. The reason that I didn't make this in time was because of certain setbacks that I had with my health, and now I'm feeling much better. It's a chronic thing, but I'm learning to live with it. So here we are. Okay, so I'm so happy to be here with you guys because I have in front of me the fruits of the labor of me and my colleagues. One of it is this really amazing tool of that is the As Above, So Below yearly organizer, and is also my yearly organizer. It was made with four more amazing people: Carolina Martins, Rui Moura, Diana Simões, Ken Hollings, in the foreword, and myself this year. So I'm really happy to be able to share with you some knowledge and insights that we also shared in this agenda. The other thing is that the predictions and readings today are going to be made with only these tools. One is the words Tarot Oracle, and the other one is the Tarot Oracle of it's not a Tarot Oracle, it's a oracle that was inspired in my journey as a woman and all the pain and joy that we live during the menstrual cycle. So that's why we have these wheels, so you can try to organize your feelings and to know your menstrual cycle, and if they are coincidental with the phases of the moon and the certain energies that you are going through. So one is the oracle, the tarot oracle. You see, it's completely focused. It's like a hermetic tarot, but has two more cards, and it's completely focused on the words. So every single card has a verb attached to it. For instance, we have Mars and Scorpio. The Five of Cups is conceal, has the verb conceal, and this one, the cycle, has the 28 days connected to phases of the moon and of course sun signs, okay, and the moon signs. So, with no further ado, this was a small introduction of what we are going to make here, and let's see what I can manage because this is so much information. It's a lot of information, and I'm going to put the timestamps down below so you don't miss a thing, okay? So we're going to start with the energy of 2024. I already talked a little bit about it since 2020, 2021. Last year I made a video as well about this and about this year because it's a very important year. Next year is going to be a year of nine, so it's the end of the cycle, and 2026 is going to be a beginning of another one. Saturn is going, it's in the last, the last degrees, almost last year, it's going to be in the last degrees of Pisces. So we have Neptune and Saturn in the last degrees of Pisces, and it's going to transition in 2027 into full-blown Aries. So we're going to see this ending of dissolvement of certain structures from 2025 until 2027. We're already assisting it, okay? Because Saturn was in Capricorn during the pandemics, we had the questioning of certain institutions, and then we had Saturn in Aquarius last year, and we all did the last degrees of Saturn in the beginning of the year, so we all had constrictions in the way that we behaved in society, and the way the dynamics that was really tested, you know, the dynamics of ourselves as citizens, okay? And then Saturn in Pisces is it is creating a melting pot of disillusions and illusions as well, and ourselves confronting with our dreams and our nightmares as well. So it is the end of an era completely, and you already know Pluto is in Aquarius. Is going to be there for the next 20 years, and then I'll have to make a video about Pluto in 20 years from now. It's going to transition into the sign of Pisces, so that is going to be a big deal as well, because Pluto in Aquarius is all about science and extreme thought about the way we should carry ourselves in society. It's about science, it's about selection, it's about political views, it's about freedom, it's about fighting for freedom. We have so many things about mathematics, it's about intelligence. So we have so many things in communities and equity. So we have so many things going on right now. It's a very, very impulsive energy, and as well, really critical and sometimes very radical, okay? You must think, I already made a video about this, you must think about the French Revolution and the creation of the United States and the Islamic heyday, when we had all the, you know, the scientists and then mathematics and astrologers, and he when mathematics and science were, you know, developing like centuries ago, and then we have the transition from the Catholic, you know, the friction between the Catholic and the Protestant Church. We have so many things, you know, so many things that went down connected to religion and thought and freedom and equality and philosophy as well, and of course science, okay? So we have, so for the good and the bad. So Pluto in Pisces from 2024 onwards, it's going to be a big deal, because I think that we're going to feel that perhaps science failed us, or certain aspects of us living in community. And then I think I feel that people are going to turn more into a kind of a idealistic, escapist way of living, and I hope not, but turning in a very extremist way into religion, or perhaps science is going to be so well developed that we're going to be able to study a little bit more about, you know, synchronicity and spirituality. We're going to be able to connect in a very more intuitive way with each other. We all can happen, but I'm going to make a video about that, because I feel that it's going to be an important thing to talk about and think about, okay? So don't mind my English, because I'm a little bit rusty right now, but because I was, you know, under a full blown anesthesia, sometimes I forget some certain words, but I'm okay. So let's start with this. So 2024 is the year of and I feel that the major players in 2024 are, with no shadow of doubt, Aries, Aquarius and Pisces. but not only in 2024, for the next 20, 40 years. These are the major players, okay? And when we hit 2024, it's going to be Aquarius and Pisces and Aries all the same, because after Pluto hits Pisces, is going to transit it to Aries, and I don't know if I'm certain I'm not going to be alive, but you never know, okay? I could be a kind of bionic being or something like that, I don't know. But I feel that it's going to be a complete different world that we are living in, for sure, okay? So, let's start, okay? These are the major players, Aquarius, because Pluto is in Aquarius, and I feel that we are living in the age of Aquarius, finally. Pisces, because we are so intuitive and we are so connected to spirituality, that with this Pluto in the 12th house, that is our house, we're going to dive deep and help other people confront certain things and certain fears and certain illusions. This is, you know, the main thing. And because Saturn is in Pisces, I feel that we are getting down to a more matter of fact and practical way of seeing things and connecting with other people and being more, I don't know, more practical, more pragmatical, more more realistic. That's the word. We're being more disciplined and more realistic with what we want to do with our lives. And Aries, of course, because the North Node is in Aries, because Chiron is in Aries until 2027, and because, you know, from, you know, it's not 40 years from now, 60 years, we're going to have Pluto in Aries, and it's going to be major, okay? We're assisting all these planets go in this generational planets going into these, you know, these transits, you know, Saturn and Uranus and Pluto going into, you know, Aquarius, Pisces, all started Capricorning and dissolving the structures of society. So Capricorn and the pandemics, Aquarius and this tumultuous way of, you know, being with others and changing society and the way that we're living. And then Pisces, that is, you know, the ends, you know, the ends of, you know, certain structures and everything, you know, falling apart and dissolving, you know, because Pisces is the sun sign that is connected with dissolving and water and connecting and tapping into our unconscious and our dreams and our the things that we project into others and the things that we hope for. So I feel that we are, you know, we are ready. We are getting ready. We're not ready. Sometimes I feel that we are far from ready, but we are getting there. You know, step by step, we are getting there. And then we have everything blowing up in Aries. So I hope with Saturn in Aries, there is going to be kind of a tampon effect for all the war and all the violence that's going on. And I'm getting a little bit of goosebumps, but that's it. Because we really need this kind of discipline, you know. Saturn, usually with Saturn is in Aries, it can go both ways, create more discipline for war, and in another point of view or in another perspective, it can create a blockage effect, you know, on that kind of in particular energy. So let's hope that it creates a block and an awakening of that kind of energy, because we already have Chiron in Aries and it's waking up all the bruised egos of the world, and that's why all these things. Because Aries is the first sun sign, so everything that was, it's happening again, because there was no healing in first place, okay? So let's heal with this energy of Pisces and think about things in community with this energy of Aquarius and be proactive but not violent with this energy of Aries. Okay, so Pisces, Aquarius, Pisces and Aries. That's it. So let's start. We had already had like 15 minutes with this introduction. Let's start with Aquarius. So this is a major year for you guys. Pluto hasn't been in Aquarius since 250 years ago. So you already know this is a lifetime event, okay? And we're going to have we're going to have four eclipses, and the eclipses are all about new beginnings for you guys in the matters of communication and teaching other people. Okay, why am I saying this? Because this is going to hit your third house and your ninth house, so everything that is connected to sharing information about the way that people should do things or invent new ways of doing things are the most important right now. You are a major player in all that is concerned with change and revolution, so use it wisely, okay? Your perspective is changing as well in the world. So this first eclipse that is going to hit this full moon, where I'm talking, we are almost in the full moon. It's a little bit, it's going to take a month to be in the full moon, Libra's full moon, but we are almost there. This is awakening your ninth house of belief, okay? The way that you have a perspective in the world and the way that you believe things are, it's going to be changed completely. So you have to keep, you know, going on with your ideas and share with other people. That's the third house, okay? So new beginnings. You're having a major wake-up call right now. So I'm going to do a tarot reading with only three cards, okay? So the first one represents your energy during 2024. These are your blockages and the results. The bottom of the deck is the sun, okay? A really powerful energy. We have the tower and we have the magician and the emperor as well. So a lot of fire and a lot of air as well. So, I feel that this this energy that we're going to be living in May the 25th is going to be really important for you, because it's going to activate your fifth house. So mind this energy on the 25th of May this year, because this is the card that represents Jupiter in Gemini. We have over here Eight of Swords. So this card represents that you are blocking yourself from others, and perhaps this is what you must do, what you are doing, because this has the light and shadow aspect every time. You know, every card has a light and shadow aspect. You shouldn't be triggered by, oh, this is obvious, you know, that narrative. This is obviously a negative card and you are, you know, giving us bullshit. It's not that, you know, the eight of Swords can represent you being so focused and never minding other people's ideas or erroneous perspective about your beliefs and the things that you want to do, and as well can be stubbornness, okay? So in the fifth house, that is a house connected to creativity and romance and children and business, I feel that you are completely focused on your vision and that it is a good thing. Nevertheless, beware of certain stubborn tendencies, okay? So the blockages are perhaps, you know, this is so connected to Jupiter, okay? Jupiter and Mercury energies, because we have the Princess of Pentacles, and we have Princess of Pentacles. The Princess is this fiery energy, and perhaps you are, this year you are really in a feeling of urgency. So mind your own timing, you know, do not be in a hurry to get things done. Just, no, one step at a time. The outcome is going to be, if you are taking your time, is going to be emotional maturity. That's what we have with the King of Cups, mature. You know, we have this energy of Libra and Scorpio. For one side, you are completely focused, like a Scorpio vibe. You are focused on the things you have to do. You're focused on your deeds. And then Libra, that is learning to connect with other people in a different way, because we already know that Aquarian energy is all about community, is all about humanity. But sometimes you get a little extremist and a little bit single-minded. Well, this is the way that we should do things. That's why the shadow aspect of Aquarius is dictatorship. Okay, is being very cruel. Okay, for me, it is the Tower moment with the King of Swords next to each other. It is very, very cold-blooded, because it's completely mental. It's completely single-minded. Okay, it doesn't allow itself to transform by other people or other people's thoughts. So I feel that you are renewing. You know, you are, and I don't know if you're going to have children or you want to invest in something that is more creative for yourself, but there's something that is being swept away as well. I feel that you are growing into yourself, okay? Because the Tower moment and the Sun, it is a really amazing card, but sometimes can represent ego. And I feel that you are manifesting something really different this time. You are preparing yourself to launch something and to create something important, okay? So let's take a card from this cycle oracle, because I feel that is very important. We have the South Node in Libra. Libra is ruled by Venus, so as a very important thing this year is to learn to cope with our relationships and have boundaries and try to balance masculine and feminine energies, okay? That's it. Day 15, and it is the Libra, the Libra that is here, detached, Aquarius, okay? So I feel that you are between these two. For one side, you are in this Aquarius, let go and detach. And for other, we have fresh electric energy, awareness and beauty, celebration, okay? This is a Libra energy, and I feel that by the end of the year, you're going to be much more aware of your place in your relationships. Yeah, 26, clarity. And you're going to be much more growing into yourself and the person that you want to be. That's it, okay? So after this, we're going to talk about Pisces, okay? Pisces, what can I say about you guys? Because I'm a Pisces myself, and I feel since the last year, boy, because I have the South Node in Libra as well, and my North Node is in Aries, and I have an Aries in Mars in the 11th house, and everything is very Aries and Aquarius, and my MC is on the 10, it's on the 10th house, it's in Aquarius as well. It has been a little bit intense, you know, there's a pressure to create, and then there's a pressure to just don't do a fucking thing, you know, that's it. So I feel that the energy that I get to talk about concerning Pisces, sun sign, moon sign, rising sign, whatever, is to be ready to be transformed, to go within, to to confront yourself with your fears and your conspiracy theories. And because Pisces, sometimes we are so sensitive, and we all suffer, we suffer before anything had happened, so we have kind of this, you know, sabotage kind of syndrome. And for one instance, we feel blocked, and then something happens and we become quite hysterical and start working out of the blue. So we have so many things going on right now. Personally, my solar return hits a lot of the 10th house. I have a stellium 10th house, so work is a big deal. And it's not only for me, I feel there is a big deal going on because of Saturn in Pisces, okay? We are officially transforming our limits, our beliefs, and we are not leaving any stone unturned. You know, we are affirming our identity because Saturn is in Pisces, Neptune, that is our modern ruler, is in Pisces as well. And so the first 3 months of 2024 are going to test our vitality, our health, the way that we think about things, the way that we confront things. And Jupiter is still, you know, still in Taurus, but it's going to turn into Gemini, and it's going to hit our third house. That is about communication and contracts. So I feel we're going to be a lot of out there communicating our ideas and the way that we want to do things. It's even going to be in the fourth house. It was in the fourth house. And then we're going to transit into the third house. So everything that was quite domestic is going to transit into our communication and the urge to do things, make things happen. Okay, so what do I want to say with this is because and we have to mind Mercury, because it's going to hit our second and sixth and 10th houses. So everything's going to be connected with routines and work and our resources and the way that we see ourselves. The second house is our value, okay, our personal value. And we have to mind our health, because the sixth house is about not only routines but health, okay? So everything that is not serving you, or if you're feeling stressed, just slow the fuck down, okay? Because it's going to hit you right afterwards. It's going to hit you afterwards. And Saturn saying to Pisces, well, just sleep and get over it. You know, I felt the urge to sleep a lot more than I did 2 years ago, and that's it. And with the 10th house, we need that sleep, because we are about to receive a lot of responsibility, okay? Because the North Node in Pisces is almost here, okay, in 2025, it's going to be in Pisces. So we have to get ready to work and to spread our magic in the world, okay? That's it. More things that I want to talk about. The eclipses will hit our second and eighth house. So values, money. Do not spend in things that you don't have, and think if you have to spend so much money in making things happening in your life. In another way, we're going to feel much more empowered, because our second house is the house of self-sufficiency, money, resources. So that's it, Pisces. Okay, let's see what happens in this tarot reading. I'm going to do this reading with only three cards. One is your energy, the blockage, and the outcome for 2024. And then we have an oracle card as well. And then the bottom is finish the world, Saturn. We are indeed finishing. We are finishing so many things. Wheel of Fortune, Jupiter, and then the moon that is our card. We're really setting our bar straight in what is concerned with our value, the place that we have in other people's lives. We're feeling kind of drained by the end of the last year of people not, not being there, not being reciprocal in our energy. So we really are finishing something. We're done with something. Let's see what more do we have here. Sorry. So our essence and our energy is the King of Swords. Oh my God. This is really right to the point. This is really critical, really intellectual, really. Let's do what we have to do. We have to do Capricorn and Aquarius energy. Yeah, we're just like, okay, we're going cut. We're going to sacrifice what we have to sacrifice. If we do have to sacrifice anything, but not ourselves anymore. Okay, perhaps some relationships. Perhaps the way things were or memories, but we're not going to sacrifice ourselves. What is blocking this is the Four of Cups. Okay, I feel there's a kind of insatisfaction. Oh, so funny, because we also have the outcome is the complete change. The complete change. And this is so funny because this is exactly the same photo shoot. Okay, this is the same photo shoot and the same actor, and these are two very similar energies. The blockage is a very emotional card that is completely connected to Pisces. It's a Cancerian card's moon in Cancer. Okay, so the thing that we want to perhaps, Four of Cups, it's someone that is not feeling fulfilled, but it's also a very nostalgic card. So perhaps the blockages for being more right to the point, being more objective with things. That's what Saturn is asking us, to be more disciplined, more responsible, more right to the point, what we want to do and what we want to manifest. The blockage is just being blind. Just being blind, just feel all the feelings and be sorry, not things being the same as they were. Okay? So don't be afraid of making a change, because it's going to happen. And the outcome is surrendering. You're surrendering to the process. Okay? And it's very important, because the Hangman is not only waiting and see. The Hangman is also an energy of changing your perspective. Surrendering to the event, surrendering and not being overwhelmed with all that is happening, and trying to, save everybody, and trying to be the savior, or part in, be a part or a major play in every single thing that's happening in everybody's life around you. Just be yourself. Just mind your own energy, okay? So let's take a card for you guys. Whoops, Jesus, too many. A card of advice for Pisces in the year 2024. Let's see one. And it is nourishment, crescent moon, Taurus. You see that? Nourishment to accepting change. Woo-hoo! Surrender and accepting change. Accepting change, okay? Premenstrual tension. And we have insight in Pisces in here. So the day 4 and 27 may be important for you. Day 4, nourishment, crescent moon, Taurus, to take care of ourselves, to be aware of our health, not taking too far, not being too stressed or anxious or overworked or overwhelmed. Okay? You just have to be this King of Swords, but don't be cruel, because the King of Swords can be really, really nasty. Okay, the shadow side of the King of Swords, I'll tell you, it's pretty nasty. It doesn't have anything to do with the Four of Cups or the Hangman. Just like yes, because yeah, the King of Swords is really nasty. And we were saying that it has nothing to do with the Four of Cups, but it has, because the Four of Cups is about need, the need to, because the Four in the Four of Cups is stagnation. Four is completion or stagnation. And in the Four of Cups is stagnation completely. For an instance, we are trying to protect ourselves and our illusions. Okay, we're trying to protect our illusions. It can't be done this year, dear Pisces. It can't be done. So the thing that I'm warning you guys is just to let it flow. Just let it flow. And I'm recalling a quote by William Burroughs that was an Aquarius sun sign. Just like this actor, this late actor called Nuno Melo, he was so fun because we have a Capricorn actor and Aquarius actor in here, okay? So funny, this energy. Because as William Burroughs said, this is a quote, the face of total evil is the face of total need. And the face of total need is this energy of Four of Cups that is connected to wanting to preserve the illusion of something that we are living. So just let the King of Swords do what they have to do. This can be a quite brutal to try to, you know, to unblock this, you know. Oh, I was so happy with that person. Oh, that job was amazing. If only. Forget the ifs. Just surrender to what is happening. If someone is disappearing from your life, just let it be. If the job is disappearing, just let it be. If someone doesn't want to talk to you, just let it be. Just let them go, okay? So nourish yourself and surrender to the narrative, okay? Not like a dead fish that goes with the flow, but in the high vibration of accepting things, not desiring something that it's not meant to be with you. Okay, that's it. So let's do the third sign, okay? And we're going to talk about Aries, okay? This is so much fun because you are in complete expansion, dear Aries. And I was always talking the last 2-3 years about new blood and the importance of new blood. And well, this is what we can get with this energy, you know. A very, very important, you're becoming the leader that we all need, you know. I feel that Aquarius are the groundbreakers, and you are leading forward, okay? But beware not changing your mind every single time or being too aggressive or too violent with your priorities and your needs and the way that you should be doing something. Just focus on your community and be kind with other people. And I feel that everything is going to be okay, okay? I'm just telling you this because Chiron is in Aries until 2027. So you should mind this, you know, and because the eclipses are going to hit your first and seventh houses, you know that what it means, your rising sign and your descendant, you know, and the seventh house is all about partnerships. So this year, 2027, is asking you to balance your partnerships and your identity. The way that you are dealing with other people is very, very important. And I feel this is a training. This is the training day, the training year to connect with other people, to arise a community, to be a part and a leader of something that is really important. If you're not the prime minister, you just like, you are a spokesperson for something, or you are, I don't know the words in Portuguese, but you are a keeper of something in your school, or you are an advocate for something. It doesn't matter. You are speaking and to other people, and the people that you are surrounding, that you're surrounded, are listening. So Pluto in this particular position gives you authority and transforms you to be aware of the role that you have inside a community, okay? Just that's the thing. Just be aware of your desire to lead and your desire to people follow you blindly, okay? Why do you want to lead something? Why do you want to be the ruler of something? Why do you want to, you know, why do you want to be an authority in any field? Why is that important to you? Is to it's a need, is a desire, or is a genuine want of trying to make other people's lives better? Okay, you have to answer to those questions. Also, Jupiter is moving and activating, you know, Gemini in your house of expansion. So I feel that this is an excellent time for you to think about these things and the way that you communicate with other people. Okay, that's it. So let's do this tarot reading with three cards. So we're almost hitting spring equinox. Almost. So happy birthday to all the Pisces and Aries. Almost hitting that equinox. Almost. With the North Node and Chiron in Aries, I feel that I'm living an eternal springtime, actually. So let's see. Your essence, your blockages, and the outcome for the year 2024. Look at this. We have the Death card. There is a change, revolution in something. We have the Seven of Pentacles, Wait, Saturn in Taurus, and the Six of Swords, detached with Mercury in Aquarius and the King of Pentacles. Well, we have all authority in changing. Oh my fucking God. So we have your energy is conquer. It's the Emperor. This is your card. Oh my God, I just love these synchronicities. You can tell that. We have the Emperor. Your blockages are the Queen of Swords, or mind, the way that you communicate or cut other people out, okay? You can give off this really difficult way of behaving with other people, okay? Just think about the things that you want to do, that you want to say before just saying or doing them, and I feel that you can do that. This is going to be just awesome for you guys. What is this card? It says cooperate. It is the Three of Pentacles. It's two, three more people, a team of people that gathers to make something happen. And we have Mars and Capricorn. This is just huge, okay? But just beware with this Queen of Swords. This Queen of Swords, Virgo in Libra. What is the word, the verb that we have in here? Cut. To cut. So beware of your communication style, okay? Repairing the endometrium, and spring is coming. Thin uterine lining, pressure. So I feel these are two. This is a cave. What is it? I don't know the words. But this represents the mineral world and the underground, and I feel, and this is the birth of spring. So I feel that, you know, something, and also clarity. I feel, I don't know, day 7 and 9 could be significant, okay? But this is just like you being reborn, you know, you're waiting for your time, you're studying, you are detaching from the things, and you're conquering so much. I feel that you are choosing your team, you're choosing your group of people that you want to be with, okay? Spring is coming, and pressure, and you're feeling that pressure to go off to the world and do something and make something happen. It's just like the same pressure that Aquarius and Pisces have, but even more, because your essence cards, those two, and Aquarius and Pisces, they are still, you know, in the underworld. You are getting out of the cocoon, really. You're getting out of the cocoon, and you're going to see that energy just striking through this springtime. You're going to feel that a lot, okay? So the next one that we're going to talk about is Taurus, okay? We're going on 44 minutes, oh Lord. So it's Taurus, okay? And I feel that, you know, the last couple of years with the North Node and Uranus in Taurus, this has been a little bit difficult for you guys. It's going to be wild, you know, because Jupiter and Uranus are still hitting your first house of changing and things that are completely out of the blue. Oh, out of the blue, and then a pigeon flew up through it. I was like, what is that? What the hell is that? I just love these synchronicities, you can tell the, so yeah, because it's not only, because I'm really here right now and I'm isolating, of course, in my room, but it's not only these tools, anything can happen. Sometimes I start talking about war and then just start raining or sunshine and then we have rainbows. So it's so beautiful because all these are tools of synchronicity and, you know, the place that we are in and the time and all the things that are happening around us are two tools of synchronicity. So it's just amazing. So the thing that I was about to say is that Jupiter is going to be a very important thing this year because Uranus is going to be in Taurus until 2006-07. And what is happening here is on to the 25th of May, Jupiter is going to transition into Gemini and activate your second house. So finances, everything's going to be completely renewed. Your sense of security, the way that you think about things, your self-worth. So be very aware that your ambitions are going to completely change. And because we have four eclipses this year, they're going to hit your 6th and 12th houses. So beware of a very important change in your subconscious and that is connected to your spirituality that is taking place and is manifesting in your body, in your own physicality. So beware of your health, beware of your belief systems, beware of the people that surround you, their energies, your health, your self-discipline, your intuition. So beware of all that, because it do not dismiss your gut feeling. If you're feeling something and you feel that if something is being draining or draining you in your day-to-day life, in your routine, just try to change it. Just cut it off. Okay? Just like, you know, Pisces is going through the first eclipse with also the second and eighth house. It's very transformational, and it's the eighth and the second that is about resources and sexuality and transformation. And also, you know, it's going, you know, we're feeling with the last, all Pisceans with the last full moon in Virgo, something that is hitting their health, you know, and their routines and their work habits, food habits, everything. So do not dismiss, please, because you are so pragmatical, you're so matter of fact, right to the point, really ambitious kind of people. But I feel that this upheaval with Uranus have been bringing many of what's the word, many wounds. There have been, you know, that have been shown through your body and the way that you react to things, okay? Perhaps there are some things, you know, the last couple of years with the North Node in Taurus, you know, you have been pushed too hard to develop and to go your own way and to break through and to be more professional and to be the person you are always meant to be. But I feel there are some things that you just hid under the carpet and just swept under the carpet, just like, I don't care about this because I do not have the patience for this. I have to be focused. And then you left your guard down a little bit with the North Node in Aries, and all of the sudden, because it's all about value in the second house, this is creating a window opportunity for you to trust more your gut and your intuition. Okay, I feel that what you believe once there was a secure place or felt like security is changing, and that will help you to grow. So I feel that, the main the verb of this year for Taurus is to grow, to develop, okay? To develop from within, okay? From within, okay? Just stop a little bit, re-energize, and activate all the things that you can through your intuition and through a new kind of self-discipline. I feel that you are needing that. Just listen to what your intuition says and try to expand slowly, surely, and that's it. Listen to yourself, okay? So let's do this tarot reading with only three cards. Is that, whoops, so many things. Yeah, this is Uranus speaking. This is Uranus speaking. My God, and Jupiter as well. It's all this expansion. Perhaps I'm feeling that for Taurus, there was so many things expanding around you, around your inside you at the same time. Like, I don't know, growing up a family all of a sudden, or so many news at the same time, or expanding your business that you didn't have a way to process information, and perhaps you welcomed people that were not beneficial for you or your health in your life. Okay, so just take it slow, okay? Take it slow. So this is your energy, the blockages, and the outcome. Let's see the bottom of the deck, Moon in Taurus, Juno accept, Six of Pentacles. This is, and a baby for the Sun, Three of Wands, achieve with the Sun in Aries, and then Sun in Gemini, Ten of Swords. I feel that you have to let go of something that really hurt you in the past. Just saying, because Uranus in Taurus, it completely shakens our core, okay? And Taurus is all about structure and safety, so it's a bummer. So, oh my God, I just love this. I just love this. We have an Eight of Pentacles, consistent work, consistent work. And this was not, this is fake blood with dirt. Yeah, that I found in the garden. Sun in Virgo, Eight of Pentacles. It's just like this really consistent work that you're going to be doing in yourself and in your anything that you want to do in your life. The blockage, nevertheless, is temperance. And I feel people only mention the light attributes of temperance. That is, okay, I'm going to balance something. Well, I like the winds, people that can harness the wind, or when we start knowing how to harness the wind or fire, it's completely different. But we have water in here. Water is a little bit wilder. But temperance is all about controlling something, okay? It's not that, like the Hierophant that has like a really fixated, it's a fixed modality, but it has this really right to the point and really extremist belief about something. This has to be done the way I want, the way that I believe is to that is right, okay? Temperance is the anxiety to control things. And I feel that it's what is happening here. But if you manage to control this through this energy of the Six of Pentacles, receiving and giving and receiving and giving, not trying to save anyone or anything, or just trying to save your sense of security, you can achieve this, that I know that you will achieve. This is a card that doesn't exist in the Hermetic Tarot. I didn't invent it myself, but I try to. It's one of the 80 cards of my tarot deck, and I have a south node and a north node. Okay, I felt that it's so important because it's a tarot, and it's an oracle as well. So we have the north node, the future, and what do you read here? evolve. Okay, so I feel that you are trying to accumulate the things that you learned from the last 2 years. I felt that everything was in a rush. So you're trying to make an idea of how to accumulate all the things that happened in a rush in your life in the last couple of years. And of course, Jupiter is going to change into Gemini in May. So you have two, three months to try to balance all the things that you learn. So Godspeed for you guys. Oh, and I have to take an oracle card from the cycle oracle as well. So one card for you guys, Taurus, is Gibbous Moon, make decisions, Leo. Endometrium is shed, pain is felt, stop and listen. So that's it. You're trying to accommodate the transformation that took place 2 years ago. Okay? Uranus does this to people. It shakens everything to the core. Okay? It shakens our ground, our foundations. And for people who have a sun sign, moon, rising, north node and Taurus, it just did that. It shaken completely our foundations. So let's go on into the sign of Gemini. We were talking about Gemini. Gemini, although you are not an Aquarius, a Pisces, or an Aries, you are a major player this year as well. I almost forgot because Jupiter is going to transit into your sign on the 25th of May. I'm not Julie Andrews, I know, but I'm trying, okay? Not in a million of years, I know. So I always felt that Mary Poppins was Gemini. I don't know if Julie Andrews is a Gemini, but she should be because she's so chameleonic and so fluent and so articulated and her voice just like pure bliss, really. I don't know, Taurus or Gemini? She's really pretty consistent as well. Perhaps a Mercury and Virgo. Yeah, like a Virgo, something like that. It could be. So this is an amazing year for you, Gemini, to grow, to break the mold, to be more aware of your talents, of your blockages, of everything that you want to do, because Jupiter is going to be on your first house, so you know what this means. And as well, Pluto is leaving your eighth house of great transformation. The last 20 years you were transformed and transforms. When will this shit end? Like 20 years, almost 20 years of transformation. And then you have 20 more years of just teaching and inciting and learning, which is very exciting. I felt that, you know, this is my rising sign, and I felt that pretty much, and in people that have sun sign in Gemini, that that you had a lot of time to go inwards and reflect into your own motivations and your life choices, and then it's just like rise and shine, just like is in this agenda, like rise and shine, just go into it. I only chose the Three of Pentacles for you guys, which is very, very curious, but I should have, you know, the Ace of Wands or something like that, but never mind. I feel that you have awakened a lot, and because Pluto is going to the ninth house, it means that you are traveling. I don't know where the fuck are you traveling. It could be a short journey, a long journey out of your country, but the ninth house, or you could be a teacher, or it could be a philosopher, or it could be, I don't know, going into a soulful journey into something that you that you want. I don't know, something that you really aim for, because you know the ninth house is Sagittarius. It's just like Gulliver's travels. It's just like going into the unknown, this electrical feel of I know that I'm going to find something, I don't know what, but I know I'll get there. That's the energy. So this is so amazing because the ninth house, it's the opposite of yours, so you're you're really leveling up and learning with the energy of your opposite sign, that's Sagittarius. It's not making your ideas known, it's just like acting on your ideas, and that's really inspiring. Perhaps you're taking a risk, perhaps you, I don't know, you change your work, you change your country, you just, you know, start the family. I don't know, because I'm saying start a family because this year these eclipses are going to activate your fifth and eighth houses. So it's about community and it's about family and creativity and romance and reproducing. Okay, the fifth house is reproducing, it's romance, it's children, and it's connecting with creativity and your dreams, really. And the last one, the fourth, tenth house, the last two eclipses. So the fourth and tenth house, it's all about structure, family and structure. So I feel really that Gemini this year, there's a huge probability, if not, if you already haven't done that, but fall in love and create a family, or just fall in love with the cause and start a community, be a part of a community, studying something that you're really passionate about, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. So that's it. The 11th house, it's not only community or religion. The 11th house is about politics and it's about arts. Well, the 11th house is cinema. It's about the bigger picture. It's about humanity. It's about science. So if you join anything that you're really passionate about and fall in love, you can fall in love in your workplace, okay? Even, okay? So that's it. Let's do this. I'm so excited for you guys. I almost forgot that Gemini were real players this year, major players this year, that because Jupiter is in your sign, guys, you're going to be really lucky. You already know that Jupiter is the planet of expansion, and because of that, you are expanding in every way possible, okay? Whoops! Seven of Cups, we have diluted Nine of Pentacles, that is independence, but it wasn't meant for it because I was not thinking about it. So, let's see. I'm going to do this with three cards, your essence, blockages, and of course the outcome for you. Whoops! So, your essence, your blockage, and the outcome. And we have the Four of Cups. Beware of nostalgia. We have the Ace of Swords. I feel I'm in the Four of Swords. You are healing something that happened not long ago. And the Magician, you decided to manifest something different. There's a kind of painful nostalgia going into your brain, but you're taking care of it, just like moving through the pace, just moving. Okay, so we have Leo and Virgo, Prince of Pentacles. We have a strategy in here. You're being really strategic and trying to apply your ideas one at a time, not be sketchy, just like, you know, the Ten of Swords and the Nine of Swords, like being really anxious. And, well, this is so funny because I feel that someone has a high libido right now, or being really creative and doesn't know what to do with all the creativity and the stamina that it's right on the table, because the blockage is the Queen of Wands, and the Queen of Wands is the most sexual, determined, and creative woman in the tarot. Okay, so creates. If you do not want to get pregnant, just use protection, please. Okay, that's it. And the outcome is Pallas, the Princess of Wands, defend. So you are creating something, and you're making your point to defend what you have created. So you are a person with a plan, you have a strategy, you are creating something, you are going forwards one day at a time, one idea at a time. Well, like with a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. So one thing at a time. I feel that you are being really insightful and really strategic while fighting some, you know, something in the back of your memory. It could be self-sabotage, it could be the feeling that even if I do this, I'm not going to feel fulfilled. That's one of the shadow aspects of Gemini, not feeling fulfilled. There's so many things to do at the same time, it's a bummer. So a fucked up thing, but you are managing to go through the motions and just like making it happen. You are understanding that nevertheless, regardless your emotions, you are making things happen because everything is always changing, okay? On the verge of saying goodbye, last quarter moon crystallizing excitement. I feel that's what you are doing with this. If you're not falling in love, creating art, doing amazing things with other people, and having a plan for your creativity, because crystallizing excitement has a lot to do. Oh, and we have clarity in search for pleasure. So I've, and this yellow and red, and you know, all these colors speak through. And yeah, we have two cards of wands, and we have fire and earth. It's the lustiest combo that we can have in astrology, actually. So excitement. I feel that you are really excited with your life. You're doing things that you thought like would be impossible like a couple of years ago. So I'm really happy for you guys. Go Gemini, okay? So after this, we're going to move into what? I haven't forgot anyone. Yeah, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, and now high by the beach. No, I'm not going to start sing Lana Del Rey. I'm pretty happy. I'm not depressed myself, but yeah, I really enjoy. I have so many women and charismatic women. I'm not starting like, yeah, Courtney Love and Lil Kim and Lana Del Rey. So many women. You have so many Cancerian women in showbiz and mainly music because, of course, the moon, divine inspiration, those really insightful and very feminine insights. That's it, okay? So, what can I say about Cancer? You are going, you remind though that sentence, the only way to go through through something is keep going. It's what you are understanding that you must do with your life, okay? Because this 2024 is actually building up energy. We're going to have 20 more years for you to exercise all the demons and all the wounds and all the things that you have been dealing for the last 20 years, okay? Everything is going to be a lot faster because you are a water sign, and most generational signs are going to be in fire signs. So I feel that you're going to feel a little bit dizzy, a little bit unable to do certain things. Everything's going to feel really violent and crude and raw to you, okay? So I think the first thing is that Pluto is Pluto in Aquarius just went into your eighth house. So imagine Pluto rules Scorpio. Scorpio house is the eighth house. So you have Pluto in the eighth house in the next 20 years under the sign, a fixed sign, just like Scorpio, that is Aquarius. This is a difficult and it's just like I said, somewhat difficult, intense placement. But it's a huge opportunity for you to get rid of your ghosts, okay? If I had to say something about 2024 for Cancer, just let go and get rid of your ghosts. I know this is easier said than done, but it's true. And the ghosts are almost connected to sexuality, to intimacy, to power plays, to manipulation, to people that have done you wrong with the way that you felt that you deserved more love and you didn't have it, and then you try to manipulate other people just like they thought you and your family or friends, and then you are connected to those power plays and are feeling a little bit lost. But I assure you that by the end of these 20 years cycle, you'll feel much more empowered and at ease and at peace with yourself. I don't know, I'm just, you know, I have Lilith in Cancer. I know a lot of Cancer people, but I feel that this is I'm feeling a really draining energy. So I feel that this is a very important year for you, because this is chapter one. I feel that if anything of this kind of very wounded energy has not surfaced your body or your psyche, you are dealing with this through therapy or through doing a checkup on yourself, something like that, because the eighth house is make the unconscious known. It is making the urgency of transformation known. Come on, Pluto is in the fourth house for Scorpio, is in the 12th house, that is our unconscious, our fears, but Cancer is feeling the need to transform and to change completely the way they deal with the world, because Cancer is the mother, okay? Cancer is the matriarch of the zodiac, is the one that is taking care of everybody, okay? So I feel that this year is chapter one for raising the bar connected to your essence, to yourself, to redefine your life, to become more independent. That's why I chose the Nine of Pentacles and Death, to talk about Cancer sun signs and moon signs and raising signs, because you are cleansing your existence. You are cleansing everything, just like, you know, family, friends, workplace, your health, the your relationships, the way that you deal with your sexuality, everything, you know, your debt, if you have any debt, because the eighth house has to do a lot with debt, the debt that you owe to other people, or even money, okay? So, or even the sense that you feel that your value, your intrinsic value, you owe it to someone when you don't, okay? That's it. You have to deal with all those things. So we're almost in the eclipse season, and I have so many things that are important to you to say to you guys, fellow Cancers. I'm not a Cancer myself, but because I'm a Pisces and I know a lot of Cancerians, you know, you can imagine. These eclipses are going to fall on your fourth and 10th house. So you must balance your workplace with your family and your roots. Perhaps you are moving finally out of your own house. Perhaps you are, you know, drawing a line between, well, this is my place and that is your space. But I feel that you are improving your life nevertheless. You can sell your house or can stay in the same place, but you are evolving, okay? You are saying, well, this is the way that things must be done in my life, okay? And because Jupiter is moving into your 12th house, you are expanding the understanding of the things that your intuition and your unconscious say to you. So if you are expanding those things in the right way, you can expand in your intuition, but also your fears. But because Pluto is in the 8th house, you have to confront your fears. So this is a really opens a window of reflect on new possibilities and, you know, making you feel more comfortable with your emotions. Because perhaps you all noticed, but Cancers, or if you're a Cancer yourself, you already know this. When you are hurt, you cannot talk about your feelings. You just cry and you sob and you know, make like a silence pact, and you use your emotion as ammunition to other people. So just, you are learning not to do that, just talk about things, because, you know, Jupiter is going to be in Gemini is ruled by Mercury, so you're going to feel more at ease to talk about the things that you feel that are in your gut, you hadn't the strength or the courage to talk about them, like, I don't know, a decade ago. That's it. So I feel that you're pointing, you know, you are, you know, figuring yourself out, and it's a big transformation. You are the most, and you are the sign with no doubt you're going through a major transformation this year. You are the most, you know, the more important sign where this is happening, really. So let's see, I'm going to make this reading with only three cards, just like I did all of the other signs, okay, with only three cards. Let's see. way. The first, that's your essence, the blockage, and the outcome. So we have the magician. We're talking about the mother of the zodiacs. This is my mother's hands in the photo shoot. This is so funny. We have the magician. We have the ace of swords. You see more ability to talk about things that you don't, yet you didn't have the ability to talk about. We have the prince of pentacles, a plan, and the four of cups. Fulfill, that is the moon in Cancer. So yeah, that's what I was talking about. Your essence is foster. You're going to still have this pressure to take care of something, to be the mother, to be the father, to take care of someone. And you're going to feel the security into yourself, but at the same time, you have the blockage that is to dare to do something different with this energy of fostering and taking care of other people. And this is the Two of Wands. And the Two of Wands, sometimes it is a way to compete, to dare to do something different, because this is a Mars in Aries and you're feeling pressure to talk about things that sometimes, perhaps in the past, you felt that you didn't have to talk about them to not make other people angry, or you know, or trying to see if these people wouldn't, you know, be mad at you, or wouldn't cut or end a relationship or a friendship or something like that. So I feel that you are really you're dealing with the two-way sword. So I feel that you, for instance, you want to talk about certain things, but you are afraid to do so, okay? Nevertheless, this is going to help you, because Ace of Swords is speak. You see this card, speak. And you have the magician, that is Mercury, do speak. So if you put this card, do speak, okay? I feel that you're going to do that. The last one is Saturn in Libra. The Three of Swords. So I feel that you're going to talk about, you're going to open certain wounds in your family or friendships, or even in co-worker relationships, I don't know, but you are opening a wound so you can transform yourself, to see something different, to make sense of something. Okay, that's it. You're opening a Pandora's box. Beware of that with Pluto in the eighth house. So for you, you have clarity, clarity with the Ace of Swords and the Magician in the bottom of the deck, accepting change, premenstrual tension. So accepting change and insight. These already were the cards for Pisces. So you must perhaps deal with Pisces, and we have what was Libra, Aries, Taurus, perhaps, I don't know, Taurus, Sagittarius, Aries. These are the main energies in here. Okay, so that's it. You have to transform, release, speak, and going through grief. The only way out is through. Okay, now we're going to talk about Leo. Only have like Leo, and then Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, and yeah, Sagittarius, and of course we had Capricorn. Is there Capricorn? Yes, there was a repetition in here. I'm sorry. So, this is the first part. I feel that I have to stop for a little bit and then come back afterwards, so I can talk of the last, what is like, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, and then Capricorn. That's it. This is my lunchtime, and I'll be back in an hour or two, but I'm going to unite these, or do a first part and second part of 2024. I think it would be great. But I would like to do only a video, so it could be all in the same. Okay, so the next one is going to be Leo. Stay tuned.